Okay, March 9th, 2015. This week's parsha, Vayakal Pekudei. So in the first three psukim of the parsha, talk about Shabbos. With source 2 saying, ending, which is Pasuk Gimel, it says, Lo Savaro Eish B'chomosh V'Seichem B'Yom HaShabbat. The Torah points out that there is that you're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. But what's strange about that pasuk, and we're going to see in source 3, and the Gemara is going to address it, is that we already know from source 1, Lo Saaseh Kol Melacha, in Shmos Perek Chav Pasuk Tet, that that's the source of of the Lamatet Melachot. And the Torah does not usually go out and start being Mefaret. All, we don't have a mucker in the Torah for all 39 different malachos. So the question would be, why did Torah feel the need, or what do we learn from the fact that the Torah in this week's parsha has a pasuk that specifically mentions that you're not allowed to havara, that you're not allowed to kindle a fire on Shabbos? What was wrong with just knowing lo saaseh kol melacha and including it in that? So source 3, the Gemara in Shabbos daf ayin, understands this difficulty and says the machlokes tanoim, and says havara, that the Torah in our parsha mentions havara, lighting a fire, either it's there because lechalak yatzas or lelav yatzas. And let me explain that that concept. There is a concept called chilik malachos, that there are categories of malacha, there are lametet categories of malachot, and what that means with chilik malachos means is that if a person knows that it's Shabbos, but then behelam echad he forgets in one time, he forgets that there's such a thing as bishul, as borer, as kotzer, and he starts doing a number of actions. Well, then he's not just chayiv one. This concept of chiluk malachos doesn't says he's not just chayiv one chatas. He'll be chayiv for as many categories of malacha that he did. So if he was over 2-3 different categories, he would have to bring 2-3 different chattis, is not just one chattis for the isra of lo saaseh kol melacha, but each one he can bring a chattis for each av malacha that he was over, each category that he was over. And that's the concept of chiluk malachos. So let's see, and the source of that according to Rav Nassan is our pasuk. Since we didn't need the pasuk v'lo savaro eish b'chol moshe oseich, and we know that that was an iser malacha anyway from source 1, lo saaseh kol melacha. So what do you learn? Since the Torah was mefareid, it singles out this action of havara, so it says it reflects back. It's not that it's different than all the other malachas. It explains all the other. It's just like all the other malachas. There's nothing different than havara than the other malachas. But it tells you, just like havara is telling you, it is you get punished, and it, for this category of a malacha called havara. So too, if you were also involved in other categories of work, you would have to bring a chatas for those as well. The Tanya, Rav Nassan Omer, source 3, Lo Savaro Eish B'chol Moshe Oseichem B'Yom HaShabbat, quotes our pasuk, and he explains that Havara B'chlal Haisa, we had this action, we knew that kindling was forbidden from source 1, V'lama Yatza, so why does source 2, this week's Parsha Vayakel, point out that Havara is Asur? Lahakish Alev Alom Malacha Ma Havara Shi Av Malacha, just like we know that Havara is an Av Malacha, no different than all the other Malachos, but our pasuk is telling you that you have to bring, chatas, and it specifically mentions it, specifically. So too, any other category of work that you were over, you would also have to bring a chatas for that too. And that's the concept of that havara lechalek yatzas.
However, didn't have to necessarily have to be Havara. Could have theoretically been any other malacha.
It could have been any other malacha, but the Torah took one malacha out, right, to teach you, not to tell you that that malacha is different than the other malachos, but to teach you a concept, a rule that applies to all lametet malachot, the rule of chiluk malachos. Again, that if you know that it's Shabbos, but you forget that certain actions are usher on Shabbos, you might have had a havamina that you would only bring one chatas. The maskana is you would bring many chatas that you were over. However, Rav Yossi disagrees, and Rav Yossi says that our pasuk of havara is lelav yatzas, meaning it's telling you that this one action is different than all the other 38 avos malacha. It's not an av malacha, havara. It's different. It is all the other 38, you would get skila if you had edim and hasra, or kares if you didn't fill those requirements, or you have to bring a chatas. Not so the Torah. You might have thought that's true also with Havara. It's not true. Kindling a fire is only a lav, and you would only get Malkos, Rav Yossi says. And that's what you learn from our Pasuk in this week's Parsha. Source 4 is just a continuation of the Gemara, and it says, oh, but does Rav Yossi agree with this concept of Chiluk Malachos? And he says, sure, but he just doesn't learn it from, he can no longer learn it from our Pasuk of Havara, because he learns it, Lelav Yatzis, that it's teaching you that Havara is only an Isser Lav. So where does he learn this concept of Chiluk Malachos? So it's from the Pasuk of Va'asa Me'achas Mehena. It says, Nefesh Kitichata Bishkaga, Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Asher Lo Te'asena. This is in Vayikra, Perak Dalid. Va'asa Me'achas Mehena. Very strange phraseology of the Pasuk. And the Gemara shows you that the mem from Me'achas is extra, and the whole word Mehena is extra. It could have said Va'asa Achas, and did one of a person who did by accident from all the things that he wasn't allowed to do, he did one mehena from these, one from these. So it's like the same. So the Gemara tells you that sometimes pamim shachayim achas akulam. Sometimes you're only chayiv one chatas, and that would be if you had a helam, if you didn't know it was Shabbos, and that was your only forgetfulness, and you didn't allow actions, so you would only be chayiv one chatas because that was you forgot it was Shabbos. However, if you know that it was Shabbos, but you forgot the different actions were usur on Shabbos, then you'd be chayiv on every category of action that you were over, and that's also another, his source, achas me'achas mehena, that's his source for this concept of chiluk malachas. So the first, what I really want to do, the flow of the rest of this shir, was going to say, we have this machlokas tanoim, if havara lechalek yatzas or havara lelav yatzas. And we have the first nafkamina would be unction, that we said if it's lechalek yatzas, it's like every other malacha, it's an av malacha, and we mentioned that you would get skila, kares, and chatas. And if not, if it's lav yatzas, you only get malchus. So that's the first nafkamina. This shir is based off a shir that I heard from Rav Yonathan Sachs. But he points out in the following shir, I wanted to point out from his shir, another three other nafkaminas between if we learn our pasuk of Havara, lechalek yatzas or lelav yatzas. So we already have one nafkamina. Let's look at...
Sure. Three, isn't, yeah. Rabbi Natan talking Shogeg and the Rabbi Yossi is talking about Maisie?
No, lelav. So you're saying you get malchus on a only if it's mezid, and if you're over a lav b'shogeg, you don't bring a chatas on. No,
only
chatas is only a chiyuv kareis b'shkaga. Correct. Okay.
Shogeg is nothing.
When do you bring in asham? Asham is on
very specific.
Very good. Okay. So. Okay, so that's now there is a way, and we'll get back to it in source 3. How do you learn Rav Yossi when it says lav yatzas? So, meaning specifically, there's either you can say, and this I want to say, we'll see it on page 2. This would be how the Shagas Aryeh and the Minchas Chinuch learns that really he's going to say Havara is an av malacha, right? But it's so really there are 39 av malachos, but the Torah was just telling you, according to Rav Yossi, there's 38 of them you're gonna get you know, skila, you know, and a chatas. And there's going to be one, there's one av malacha that all you do is get is malchus. So that's one way of learning. Or, and this we're going to see is going to be Tosus's way of learning it, and the Chidush HaRishpa's way of learning it. What Rav Yossi is going to be teaching you, l'lav yatzas, is saying that it's not a malacha at all. We thought the Hav Aminu was that Havara was an Av Malacha. Rav Yossi is telling you that, and it stays an Av Malacha if you learn Lachalek Yatzas. But if you learn like Rav Nosson that it's Lav Yatzas, Lav Menchemi takes it out of the category of Malacha. It's no longer an Av Malacha. And there are certain Isurim. We have Isurim on Shabbos. Isur Tchumim on Shabbos. Isur, you know, the Shvisa Spehemto on Shabbos. We have, there's going to be an Isur we're going to talk about of Mechamer, of leading your animal on Shabbos. Those are Isurim on Shabbos, but they're not Malachos. They're not in Av Malacha. You don't get, you know, chatas and skila and for those actions, but there's still, there are certain types of action. So maybe they're saying those, that this action of avara falls into that category where it's an issur Shabbos, but it's not a malacha on Shabbos. So those are two ways that you can understand Rav Yossi. So the next two nafkaminas that I'm going to explain is going to be along that second line of saying that Rav Yossi understands l'lav yatzas means that it's not a malacha, but it's just it's an issur Shabbos, but it's not a malacha on Shabbos. Motzi v'shus l'shus is also in that same. Motzi happens to have been one of the places in the Torah where it's mefaret a malacha. And the Gemara then asked the same question that they asked on Havara. Why did it have to explain Havara? If normally not. So they ask also, why on Hotzah do they mention it? And that's then Gemara mentioned, of course, Hotzah is a malacha gerua. So you might not have even thought, so it had to put it, you know, so the Torah had to mention it to put it. But normally, if there's not a specific reason to mention it, the Torah doesn't mention the Lametet malacha. It's all included under Lasasakom malacha. So let's go, thinking there's going to be two, one nafkamina we mentioned was Onshin. So the second nafkamina would be source 5, Tosus. We'll see, and I'll say it outside first, what about Havara on Yontif? Is it Asur or not? So his thought, Tosus's thought is going to be that we have Malachos on Shabbos are going to be Asur, Malacho is going to be Asur also on Yontif. Malachas carry over, but just because something, but if something is not a malacha, it doesn't necessarily. And we know that there's certain malachas on Shabbos that we have a heter of ochel nefesh. We have, you know, but malacha. The rule is that malacha is asur, and then you can have some heter, you know, some exemption of ochel nefesh. But if it's not a malacha, then it doesn't necessarily carry over from Shabbos to Yontif, and that's what Tosfos wants to say. In source fine, because the Yerushalmi that the Tosfos quotes, this is in Daf Beitza, Daf Chaf Gimel. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi that he asked Mishalinen. They had a question: Ma'u laluki ner shel batola biyantif. So we know that we said you can light a fire for ochel nefesh. You continue, so that's okay. Fire for ochel nefesh, and there's a concept of mitoch that even if it's not mitoch shehutru l'tzarach hutru nami shelo l'tzarach, so you know you can extend it even for maybe heating up water, washing your face, and things like that. It's not for not ochel nefesh, but let's say a ner shel batola has nothing for no need for yantif, you know, whatsoever. Are you allowed to create a fire for no, just, you know, batala on Yontif? So what's the, so the Yerushalmi was Mesupuk. He didn't know. So Tosus wants to explain what was the suffix of the Yerushalmi if you're allowed to light a fire on Yontif. Vahatam of the Yerushalmi's of suffix is the following. Man da Asr, the tzad that would say that it's Asr to light a fire on Yontif, he would hold, that's why I would hold the Havara l'chalak yatzah. If you held that Havara is l'chalak yatzah, Havara is considered a malacha. Havara is like all the other 39, you know, malachas. So if it's a full-fledged malacha, it carries over from Shabbos to Yontif, and it would be usur, like any other malacha is usur on Shabbos. So the Havara l'chalak yatzah, v'havi malacha, and it'll be a malacha, v'asur l'asur b'yontif. Uman d'shari, however, the one that, according to the tzad of the Yerushalmi Sufik, that would permit to light a ner shel batala on Yontif, he would be savar lelav yatzah. He would hold like Rav Yossi that, and how we're explaining Rav Yossi, how we explained it, was that Rav Yossi says lelav yatzah, meaning it's not a malacha whatsoever, right? It's not a malacha Shabbos. It's just an iser, like these other things of like tchumim and shvisas v'amta and mechamer. So if it's just an iser, aman deshari savar lelav yatzah v'havara, and that time, since it's not a malacha, it wouldn't be over, you wouldn't be asar on yantif. So the second nafkamina, besides onshin, between this machalkas of Rav Nosson and Rav Yossi, if it's if havara, lachalak yatzas, or lalav yatzas, the second nafkamina, which we saw in source 5, this Tosis and Beitza, would tell us if is havara asur on yantif. If you held like Rav Nosson lechalek yatzah, it's a full-fledged malacha, and it'll be asur, havara will be asur on yantif. If you held like Rav Yossi, then it's not a malacha, and it would be permissible on yantif. You see the same idea in Tosis, we'll see it in source 7, but he's basing himself when he explains a little bit of a complicated Gemara. Hopefully I explain it clearly from source 6, where it talks about Psachim Daf Hei, and in that source, the Gemara was dealing with the following problem. It says in the Pasuk, Ach b'yom harishin tashbisu sor mibotechem. It says on the first day, you have to do the mitzvah of tashbisu. And the Gemara asked, Me'erev yontif o eno elo b'yontif atzmo? When it says v'yom harishon, is that telling you that on Yud Dalid, on Erev Pesach, it's called Rishon, and that's what we mean by on that day, that's when you have to do this mitzvah of Tashbisu, of getting rid of the Chametz, destroying the Chametz. Or are we talking about even on the, or are we talking on the first day of Yontif itself, that's when you do the mitzvah of Tashbisu, on the first day of Yontif itself. So the first source, we're going to have three sources of how do we know that it's going to be on the 14th, that it has to be, Tashbisu has to be done on Erev Yontif. So the first source, Rabbi Shmuel is going to say, well, since this has a pasuk of Lo Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi, we know that Korban Pesach is happening on Erev Yontif on the 14th, and from that pasuk of Lo Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi, we learn Lo Tishchot Al HaPesach V'Adayin Chametz Kayam. You can't shech the Korban Pesach at a time when Chametz is in existence, so it must be from Chatzos and Eilach on Erev Yontif, which is the time to shech the Korban Pesach. You must have already have done Tashbisu already by Chatzos of the 14th. So that was Rabbi Shmuel's source, that we know that Tashbisu has to be done on the 14th and not on the first day of Yontif. The Gemara skips to goes next to Rabbi Akiva and then goes to Rabbi Yossi, but I switched the order because the shir is focusing on Rabbi Akiva, so I wanted to put that third. So another source that the Gemara in Psachim Daf Hei gives for understanding that Tashbisu happens on Yud Dalid was from the pasuk of Ach. Ach is mechalek the day. Ach is a miyut, and it says Rav Yossi Einu Tzarech Harei Omer. It says Ach b'yom harishon Tashbisu Suam Mibateichem. Our pasuk Me'erev Yontif O Einu Ela B'Yontif. That was our question. Tamid Lomar Ach is chilek. V'i b'yom tov atzmo mishari. So if you're saying that it means on the first day, so there's an ach, it's separating, it's splitting the day, that means half the day or part of the day on Yontif itself, you're allowed to have chametz around without even the intention of destroying it. Possibly if you have chametz there and you know you really want to go right ahead and destroy it, so maybe you're not going to be over by your rabbi matzeh. But Ach is going to tell you that you can have chametz around on Pesach on the first day, at least part of the hours of the first day, and not be involved in Tashbisu. That can't be. So therefore, we know it has to be from the 14th. Tashbisu has to be from the 14th. Rabbi Akiva says you don't have to learn it. When he says Eino Tzarech, meaning you don't have to learn that it has to be done from the first limit of Rabbi Shmuel of Lo Sishchat HaChametz Dam Zivchi, meaning when you shech the Korban Pesach, you can't have chametz around. He says Eino Tzarech, you don't have to learn it from that pasuk. You can learn it from a different pasuk. I highlighted His pasuk, Rabbi Akiva says, how do you know it has to be done on the 14th? Because it says, "Ko malacha lo yaseh." Let me read the whole thing. That's our pasuk. Uksiv, and but there's another pasuk. "Ko malacha lo yaseh behem." It says there's another pasuk that says you can't do malacha on yontif. Okay, you can't do malacha on yontif. "Ko malacha lo yaseh behem." This gets a little confusing, so hopefully I can explain it clearly. And he also puts in the phrase that havara, kindling, is an av malacha. So Rava says from Rabbi Akiva's statement, right, I can learn three things. So let's look again. Rabbi Akiva said havara tashbisu has to be done on your dalid, because I know it can't be done on Yontif, because on Yontif this says Kol Malacha Lo Yasa Behem. So I can't destroy the chametz because there's an isra of malacha on Yontif. So he says we learn three things. One thing you learn is that Rabbi Akiva's tashbisu has to be havara, has to be with fire, because if you could just flush it down the toilet, why can't I do tashbisu on day one? I'm not being over any malacha on Shabbos if I just crumble it into the yam or flush it down the toilet or feed it to my animals. You know, I'm not, you know, I can do tashbisu that way. So, but if it's havara, you can't do it because it says kol malacha lo yaseh behem. You can't do havara. So, so you realize that his tashbisu was only with burning. Another thing you learn is that he doesn't hold from this din of mitoch shehut shel tzara, chutra nami shelo letzara. Because I could have said, yes, okay, the burning is permissible, because just like you can burn and light a fire for ochel nefesh, you can burn for tzarech yontif, and tashbisu would be a tzarech yontif, so you can, you know, you should have been able to do it that. But since he says you can't do it on yontif, you have to be doing it on the 14th, Rabbi Akiva's proof, it shows us that, you know, he doesn't hold from this din of mitoch. So those were the two things so far. But he says, class, he learned three things, Rava says, from Akiva's statement. And this is what I wanted to focus on, and I highlighted, Ushma mina havara l'chalek yatzos. From Akiva's statement, we learn that he agrees with Rav Nosson l'chalek. So we ask, why? Why can't he? Maybe he still even holds that it's a lav, right? It's a lav, and you still can't do lav on Shabbos. So even if burning is a lav, right? Love it. That still should be a proof for Rabbi Akiva that you can't do it on Yontif, and Tashbisu must have been done by Erev Tov. So the question is, just because
Rabbi Akiva was
Av Malacha. Malacha, right. So Tosfos on right there on says it, Lechalek Yatzis, Midikri Av Malacha. So his first answer is, yes, you learn that middle statement from a textual thing, since he called it Av Malacha, so we realize it's Rav Nazar because he calls it Av Malacha. However, Tosfos gives a second answer. Va'od Omer Riva, and this is what Tosfos said originally. You know why? My whole question was, well, if it's a lav, how do we know, right, that Rabbi Akiva holds Lechalek Yatza, and because he tells us that Tashbisu has to be done on the 14th, because he tells us Tashbisu has to be done on the 14th, and not on Yontif, I know it's Lechalek Yatza, not why? Maybe it's an Isra Lav, and that's why you can't do it on Shabbos. So, and that's why you have to do it on the 14th, on Yontif. That's why you have to do it on the 14th. No proof that it's Lechalek Yatza. Even if it's not Lechalek Yatza, you can't do it on Yontif. Tosfos gave the same answer that he gave before. No, because if it was Lelav Yatza, then it's not a Malacha. And if it's not a Malacha, it's not us on Yontif. And if it's not us on Yontif, you can burn it on Yontif. So, but Rabbi Akiva said, our whole proof is Tashbisu is on the 14th because you can't burn it on Yontif. So since he says that it can't be burned on Yontif, and it has to be burned on, if it can't be burned on Yontif, it means that he holds like Rav Yossi that Havara is Lelav Yatzos, because if it's a lav, it's not a Malacha. Malacha means that you're allowed to do it on Yontif. So that was our second nafkamina, that and Tosfos is Lashitato again, that Havara, the nafkamina is that if you held the lav yatza, it would be mutter on Yontif. And again, I'll repeat it one more time, and that's why Rabbi Akiva, when he says you can't burn it on Yontif, must not have held that it's lav yatza, must have held it's lechalek yatza, because he holds burning is usur on Yontif. If he holds burning is usur, it must be that it's malacha, and that's why it's usur on Yontif, because if it wasn't, it'd be mutter on Yontif. Okay, so that was, hopefully I was clear. So that was our second nafkamina. Besides onshin, the second nafkamina is havara usur on Yontif or not?
According to Rabbi Akiva, Pesach on Shabbos, you have to have wol chametz.
Okay, because you can't do, right, it has to be havara. You can't do, right, so that's, I guess so. I mean, I'm not holding in the sugya, but possibly. Okay. Another nafkamina. And this is going to be... Okay, source 8. So we know that besides Shabbos being a los aseh, right? There on Shabbos, there's also an aseh of Shabbos of Shabbosom. That is from the source 8, from Shmos Chaf Gibel, Ovyam HaShvi Tishbos. From the word Tishbos, we know that there's an aseh of Shabbos, and to rest on Shabbos. So if you did a malach on Shabbos, you're over two things. You're over the los aseh of los aseh kol malacha, and you're also over the aseh of Shabbos on Shabbos of Tishbos. Good. Question is, I don't know how to say it. If I jumped the gun a lot, the question is going to be, is there an assay of Tishbos on Yontif or not? Was Tishbos only on... no, I'm not going to say that. That's not true. Take that back. Okay, let's do source 9. Source 9 is from Yevamos, from the beginning of Yevamos, Daf Hei, and it asked the following... it was the Gemara there says that there is that we learn from an extra word, from a Hekesh, we learn from that if two brothers marry two sisters, right, and one of the brothers die, that there's no Yibum, right? There's no Yibum. So the question, why do you need an extra limud to learn that? To marry two sisters is an Isser Kares, right? So therefore, so you're telling me that there's a Havamin of an Asay, and we Docha, a Losa Asay that has Kares. You shouldn't need an extra pasuk. The Gemara is saying, why do I need an extra pasuk? Because I never would have had a havamina that the aseh of yibum will be doche the los aseh that has kares of marrying two sisters. So the Gemara wants, and source 9 wants to say, no, we do have a havamina, a source that it's possible to say that an aseh can be doche a lav even if it has kares. And what would be that source? So it says, Yachol Yehei Kavod Av Ve'em Docha Shabbos. We had a Havamina that maybe, the Gemara has a Havamina, that maybe listening to one's parents could be, if your parents tell you to do an Avera, right? So maybe the Asay of listening to your parents will be Docha the Avera of Shabbos. Right? So Talmud Lomar says, no, don't, you know, if your father tells you to do an Avera, you don't have to listen. Because there's another Blimud, Ish Imov Aviv Tira'u, Vetshabtotai Tishmaru, Kuchem Chayavim Bechvodi. So since the father and the parents are also are Achayev in the Kavod of Shemayim, therefore you don't, from that Limud, you learn that you don't have to listen to your father when he tells you to be Mechal Shabbos. Right? Wait a second. Chilul Shabbos, my lav d'amale shokadli b'shali v'taymin gomer chon et shabtai tishmaru haylav hachi dachi. Doesn't it sound like, isn't the father telling you to do a malacha? Do shchita, do an amalacha, right? Do be mechal Shabbos for me. And this new pasuk tells you, this new limit, you don't have to listen to your father. What does it mean if you didn't have the pasuk? If he didn't have the pasuk, then we have a source that there's an assay of listening to your parents could be doche the losa assay that has kares of malacha Shabbos. That would then the Gemara says. So no lo lav de mechamer. What the father was telling you to do was not an iser kares. He was only telling you an iser of mechamer, of leading your animal that has some sort of load on it. It's also on Shabbos to do. So if he tells you that, don't do it, right? But we have no source that tells you that to be over an Isser Lav that has Kares. So the... Right.
Right.
Right. Now the Gemara goes through other... I think other possibilities too, but this line, this is one possibility of what the Gemara gives. But the Rashba then was bothered. He says, wait a second, so now you're talking about it's Mechamer. But we also know, which if it's true, but I still don't understand why the assay of listening to the father should be docher the Isser of Mechamer. Because it's saying, we know that a Yisurim on Shabbos and Yontif is not only a los assay, but there's also an assay of Shabbosan, both on Shabbos and Yontif, we want to say, right? On Yontif. So there, how could, and we know that an assay is not doche, so we got rid of the problem of an assay being doche, a lav that has kares, but we got, it's, oh, because it's all in Mechamer, we're not dealing with a malacha of kares. So we're dealing with Mechamer. But we still have the problem, you're coming up, that the assay of listening to your father is going to be docha, the los assay, and the assay of Shabbosan. That's not going to work out. So what does the Rashba say? And this is going to be our third nafkamina, very similar to the second. But what is he going to say? That if there is the only time on Yontif, I guess, that you have, the only times that you have an assay is on Malacha of Shabbat. Malacha has the assay of Shabbosan. But if it's not a Malacha, and this is going to be Chilik Malacha, then there is no assay of Shabbosan. Umari Harav Zaltirate, the Mechamer Leika assay. Why? Why is there no assay of Shabbosan by Mechamer? The Mistama Tshuvat Tishbot, the assay of Shabbosan on Shabbos and Yontif, ain't no assay ella avos malachos. It's only an assay of Tishbos. The assay of Tishbos only goes on avos malacha, only goes on malacha, doesn't go on these categories of non malacha. So mechamer is an Isser Yontif Shabbos, but it's a non-Malacha Isser, and therefore there is no, it is only the Los Asseh, it's only the Isser, and it's not the Asseh. So then you had a Havamina to say that the Asseh of listening to your parents could be over the Los Asseh of Mechamer. But if that, so the, and he bases it on, according to Rav Yossi, there would be no assay of Shabbat on Havara would not be over. So if you did Havara, it wouldn't be over the assay of Shabbosan. But according to Rav Nassan, the Havara is a malacha, and if you did Havara, you'd be over also the assay of Shabbosan on Shabbos and Yontif. And that's, according to Rav Avinu Chananel, the next source, is how we know from Rabbi Akiva. We already mentioned two ways of how Ratosis mentioned two ways how we know from Rabbi Akiva's statement. It's a little confusing. Hopefully, I'll say it clearly. We already mentioned two ways how we know from Rabbi Akiva's statement that Havara lechalek yatsa. We mentioned either from a textual word where Rabbi Akiva called it an av malacha. He called it an av malacha. He must agree with Rav Nassan that it's lechalek yatsa, that Havara is like an av. It's a malacha. We gave a second svara of that if it was only the lav, right, there would be, like Tosfos said, then there would be mutter on Yontif, right? Because we mentioned there is Havara, only Malacha carries over, a lav doesn't carry over, and since he said you can't burn it, it must be that it's a Malacha. So that was our second way that he had, it's a Malacha Lechalek Yotza, like Rav Nassan. And Rabbi Chananel is going to say the third way. You know why, how I know that he holds Lechalek Yotza? Because if he held Lelav Yotza, that it was only a lav, right? If he held it was only a lav, that means on Yontif, Havara, let's just think, is not a malacha. There is no assay. If you violate Havara, you're not violating the assay of Shabbosan for that Yontif, right? It's only an Isser, but it's not an assay. Then you would have had the Havamita that the assay of Tashbisu on Yontif should override the Isser of Havara, because it's only an Isser of Havara, it's not an Isser and an assay. So if you held Rabbi Akiva, so that's the proof for Rabbi Akiva held Lechalek Yatza. Because if he held Lechalek Yatza, that if he held Lechalek Yatza, he would have, you never would have had a,
If he held the lav yatza.
If he held lav yatza. It would if the lav yatza, it is not a malacha, so there is no asay, and therefore that the asay of tashbisu would have been able to override the burning of the chametz on yantif, and you can burn it on yantif. But his whole proof was that you can't burn it on yantif. That's why tashbisu had to be done on the 14th. Let's read it inside. Rabban Chinuch Hanan Ushminin Mina. What do we know? Ushminin Mina Havar lechalik yatza. We learned, that's what we said, we learned from Rabbi Akiva's statement, one of the three things that we learned is that he holds l'chalak yatza, and this is how he says, de'i saka daitech l'lav yatza, because if Rabbi Akiva held that it was a lav, then tese asei dehashbasas chametz, the asei of tashbisu, lidchi lav de havara, would be override the lav of havara, because havara would only be a lav, it wouldn't be a lav, and an asei, and you can say, asei dochalos asei,
when?
On yantif.
Didn't we say before that it wouldn't even be us or on yantif?
We
if you hold the lav yatza.
If I said that was one, right? Correct. So I said that's one. So I gave another example. One way that it's totally permissible on yantif is if you held like Tosus's thing that it's even totally permissible. You can burn it.
Even
maybe,
totally
but even Rabbi Chaim might say that maybe I don't go that far. Maybe it is usher to burn on yantif. But even though and even if it was usher to burn on yantif, I can still tell you that Rabbi Akiva holds that it's lav that lachalik yatza because if. Because I'm saying, Rabbi Chanan says that even if it's usur, it definitely doesn't have an asay attached to it, and therefore the tashbisha would have overridden it. Since Rabbi Akiva says the tashbisha doesn't override it, I realize that there is an asay attached to it. How is an asay attached to it? Because it's a full-fledged malacha, because I hold like Rav Nasan, l'chalak yatza.
So okay. This would be enough for me to suppose you found chametz
yes.
on the first day yontif.
Yes.
So what do you do with it?
So we do is we cover it and we burn it on Kalamon.
You burn it.
If you held the lav yatza, correct.
You could light a fire
right.
and burn it.
Right, correct. And I'm not holding it so, but even if you held... L'chalik, then and maybe you can't burn it because...
That's what we hold L'chalik right. Yatzis, and so we don't burn it.
Burn it, right, because that must be it. Okay, yeah. Okay.
But we don't even burn it from a different fire.
Right.
Right. Theoretically, if you have a fire lit already for the Ochel
Nefesh, yeah, you should, right.
You should be able to do it.
You should, right. Again, I'm not holding the circuit, but it's, right, we have to think about it. Correct. Okay. However, the Shagas Aryeh, again, these two nafkaminas that there is no if you held lalav, if we explain Rav Yossi is explaining, if we explain Rav Yossi lalav yatzis meant that it's not a malacha whatsoever, right? Then that we're able to say that's why it was mutter on yantif, and that's why there was Nahavara doesn't have an asay attached to it. An asay attached to it because it's not a malacha. However, there was another way of learning Rav Yossi, and this is what we're going to see in source 2. Really, it's possible to say really he held that it is a malacha. It's one of the 39 categories of malacha, and if it is one of the 39 categories, it's just telling you the pasuk is just telling you that 38 of the categories of malacha had this one on it, and this one category, even though it is a malacha, it doesn't have that. It doesn't have that punishment. It only has malchus associated with it, and that is the shah. And then those two nafkaminas will fall off. I photocopied it from the shir from Rav Yonah Sachs. Ulam, the shagas aryeh, the minchas chinuch held this way. Hikshu amashikasa of the riva, Tosus's riva that held that that havara on yantif would be mutter. Because it's not a malacha. The lefi Rav Yossi ein havara asura. Delafi Rav Yossi ain havara asur biyantif. I'm sorry. Hikshu amma shakasu rivra delafi Rav Yossi ain havara asur biyantif. They hold that it's they hold ain asura.
Rav
Yossi
would say,
"Ein havara asura bechlal biyantif." Let me just read it. Hikshu al mashakasa riva de lefi Rav Yossi ein havara asura. Right, we held the riva held that havara is not asura on yantif. There was a double negative. I was getting a little confused. Right, the bishlal they argue on that statement. The bishlal the gabe shari suri shabbos ein malacha kagon mechamer tchumim mushisas behemto. Those categories, right? Then the shagas ari and the minchas chinuch would agree. Shapa Ika Lamema the Inner Surum Beyantif. I agree that only Malachas carries over to Yantif. These things like Machamer and Tchum and Shizus Behemto are not Malachas, so those things would be Mutter on Yantif. That I agree with. However, Shari Beyantif Lo Asa Torah Ela Malachas Avoda. Ava Havara. Havara, which we had this Havamina, also falls into that category and doesn't carry over to Yantif. These, the Shagas Ari and Mechasun disagree. They say, Aval Havara Haisa B'Mishkan. We had Havara in the Mishkan. Umalachahi. Really, Havara is a full fledged Malacha. V'i Lavda Hotziah HaKasav L'Rav Yossi Hayachayv Aleaka Kal Shah Malacha Shabbos. And if it wasn't for this Pasuk, I would have thought it was like every other malacha, and it would be answer. This pasuk only tells you that the punishment is different. Achen miskantim shal shagas ayim mitchasani he shagan lefi Rav Yossi. Even according to Rav Yossi, asura haver biyantif nakwaf our second naskamina umnan lefi harivab. However, Tosas said differently. Mucha kamoshin bar. It's just like we explained that haver would be mutter on yantif. And our third, the same thing with our third naskamina. Is there an asay of shabbosam associated with Havara? We thought that if you held like Rav Yossi, there is no Asay of Shabbason. However, the Minchas Kinesis has learned, HaMinchas Kinesis B'Pashtut, the Afla Rav Yossi, Ika Asay de Shabbason. Right? The Melechas Havara, Umnan, because he holds it a Malacha, it just has a different punishment. Since it's called a Malacha, it does have the Asay. Umnam, the Bi Rabbeinu Chanana, which we saw at the bottom of the page, right? Yesh Lachiz, Shri Rav Yossi, Lochal Asay de Shabbos and Amalacha Zavara. However, according to Rabbeinu Chanana, who proved that Rabbi Akiva has to say that Tashbisu is burnt on the 14th and not the 15th, because if it was on the 15th, you would have in a case of an Asay, Dochal Alos Asay. Right? But since, you know, and since he says you can't burn it, the only reason he said you can't burn it is because there was, the only reason you can't burn it, because there is an assay associated to it, and that's our proof that he held like Rav Nassan that it's L'chalik Yatsa. Okay, our last nafkamina, and we'll be done by 10, is the following idea. If I eat a kezayis of chaylev, so I'm chay v'chatas, okay, b'shoge. If I eat many kezayisim of chaylev, you know, all at once, I'm still behelamacha. I'm still only chay one chatas, just because I'm only that one iser. Okay, that's okay. Also, what's pashtus, very pashut, is that, let's say I did two averis. Let's say I ate chaylev and dam. Let's say I ate chaylev and did some aveira b'shogeg on Shabbos, right? So how many chatas would I have to bring? I have to bring two. Because I did, right? And the Gemara calls that shemos muchlakim. You did two categories of avera. You ate, you know, the Torah tells us you can't eat chaylev. The Torah tells us you can't, be mechal Shabbos. If I eat chaylev and I'm mechal Shabbos, I bring two chaylev because that's shemos muchlakim. The shame iser can mechalik me and can divide me, and to say that I have to bring, you know, two separate chatises. Now let's go. Complicated a little bit. There's an iser to be bola nida, right? If you're only, then you bring a chatas. What happens if I'm married to five wives, right? And they all happen to be a nida, right? And then I am boel all five of my wives that each one is a nida. So possibly you might have thought, well, there's only one iser nida, right? And maybe I only should bring one chatas. So the Mishnah, Gemara tells us, increases, no, that there's such a thing as gufin muchlakin. That since the act is happening on separate people, that in and of itself is enough to be mechayev you separate chatas. Even though there's only one shame iser, boel anida, but if it's gufin muchlakin, you'd have to bring individual karbanos. There is even a sheet of Rabbi Yeshua in 13. So that was source 13, Shemus Mukhlakim. That was our first case. And then Haba'al, hey, Nashav Nidos Behelam Echad, Hare Gufim Mukhlakim, Yechayev on Alkol Achas Vachas. Rabbi Yeshua, just to even tells you, it's interesting. Let's say you had the Isser of Nosar. You had this meat. And what did you do with the meat? One pot, you boiled the meat. And the other one, you roasted the meat. And the other one, you cooked the meat, right? And then you ate a kezayis from each piece. Rav Yeshua goes so far as saying even that, even Tanchumin Nechlakim, or Muchlakim, similar to Gufim Nechlakim, he even says that even the pots itself, if you do it, if you cook it up in a different way, you know, a chiddush, you know, that even that is enough to be mechayev you, separate you, and be mechayev you a chatas for each one. Okay, so that was source 13. So my question is, what about Shabbos? When I am over to Av Malachas on Shabbos, right? And we know that second word, it could be I never got into, you know, Av and it's told, we hold, you know, that's only one. You know, two of us is two. An Av and a different told, that's also two. You know, how he passes. Machlok is also Tanayim, but that's, you know, that in terms of an Av and it's told, just one. There is a Shita there that says two, but that's how we hold. So, if I do two avos, or an av and another tolda from a different category, I'm chayiv two. Chilik malachos. We saw that both Rav Nosson agrees to that, and even Rav Yossi agrees to it. He just had a different makor. Okay. Is the reason... But we saw there's different ways. You can still bring two chattasins. Is that... Are we doing... Do you bring two chattasins on Shabbos because it's shemos muchlakim? Doing two malachos on Shabbos is like doing two shame Isurim on Shabbos? Or do we say there's really just one shame Isur, Lasasa Kol Malacha, and the reason why you chayiv, you know, two chattas is more because it's gufin mechlakim. Right? Either one, it could be, we don't know yet, right? It could be either one. Okay. So, I'll bring your proof, which has, I'll bring your proof, I mean, I think it's almost a clear proof, but we'll see that Rash, you know, that there's Machos Rashi and Tosfos how to read the Gemara, and that will even give us, according to Tosfos Reed, even our last Nafka Mina. So the Gemara says, once it says, Amamar, source 14, if there's a statement that there's Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos, Shabbos is more Chomer than other Mitzvos in the Torah, Shah Shabbos, and it ends up Shabbos Asa Shtayim Behelam Echad. If again, you know it's Shabbos, but you didn't know about certain Isurim on Shabbos, and you ended up being violating certain Isurim on Shabbos more than one category, you can be Shtayim Behelam Echad Chayiv Akol Achas VaAchas. You can bring a Chatas for each one. Masha Ein Kein B'Shar Mitzvos, which is not true with Shar Mitzvos. So the Gemara is going to ask, what are we talking about? Hechi Dami Ilei Medavid Ksirat Chinah. You're talking about you did two Malachas. You did Kotzer, you know, you cut, you trina, you ground, right? The kavasei gabi shar mitzvahs, mitzvahs achal chelev adam. You know, the Gemara compares tzira and trina, those who are, he says, I think that's comparable, the duch gabi shar mitzvahs achal chelev adam. That's similar to eating chelev and dam. So it can't be. Hachatarti mechayev hachatar. You'll be chayev two for each one. So that can't be the nafkamina. But what do you see from the line of the Gemara? It's explaining two categories of work on Shabbos and says that's comparable to eating chelev and dam. So I would have thought, what would you would have thought? Is that shemos mechlakim or gufin mechlakim?
Sounds like
shemos. Sounds like shemos mechlakim. I would say shemos mechlakim. Sounds like it's very, you know, it's a great raya. What does Rashi say on this Gemara, source 15? Look at that. Chelev and dam. Don't take it so. Dumyo de trinu ktsira. When the Gemara made the kavara, he says shehen shnei gufin. Don't take.
You're doing it unless you're doing it on different.
Right, he's saying chelev and dam really is shemos mechlakim. That you can't argue with. The Gemara Krishna says that very, very clearly. But Rashi's saying don't take the comparison to chelev and dam so seriously in the Gemara. It's just meant to tell you that just like chelev and dam has two, you know, so too here. You know, when you do kotzer and you have two, but the Rashi was very, you know, pushed to want to not say that the Isser really comes, that really, you know, it is one shame Isser, lo sasa kol malacha, that's how he looks on Isur Shabbos, but you still can't, chilik malachos doesn't necessarily tell you, yes, it tells you you chayiv two chattasins, but that doesn't tell you that you're shemos mechlakin, because we've seen that you can have two chattas even if it's gufin mechlakin. And that's how Rashi likes to look at the different categories of work, that you'd still be also just one shame, but it's gufin mechlakin, and that's why chilik mechlakin tells you chayiv two, because of gufin mechlakin. However, the Tosfos Rid says black and white disagrees with Rashi, our last source, and he says no. And this is in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Chet. Kevan de Havara Lechalek Yotzas, he ties it into our machlokas. And he says, since, right, I hold, we hold, like Rav Nasan, right, that Havara is teaching me chilek malacha. There's an extra pasuk, lo savaru eish b'chol mashva seichem. That's telling me lechalek. That's telling me chilek malachas. How do I understand chilek malachas according to Tosus Rid? It's ki'ilu kasav lav akol malacha malacha. We said it's going back on the klal yatsa. The Torah just mentioned Torah could have said 39 times lo savaru eish lo tochein and don't do kotzer and don't do this, but it didn't want to. It only did it once, right? And then we know from what. But what? It's a shorthand. What did it act? But that shorthand is that it actually really. We can look in the Torah like it said lo savaru eish and lo don't do tochein and don't do kotzer and don't do bishul and don't do all that. It's like that. It's ki'iu ksiv lav akol malacha umalacha dummy. V'havale kamo lavin dechelev v'dam, and then the comparison to chelev and dam is very correct. Shein chalukin zemizeh, just like chelev and dam are two, let's say, shemos muchlakim, so too our kotzer and tochein would be shemos muchlakim, because it's like a lav akol malacha umalacha. And then he gives our nafkamina. If you held this way, if you held like Rav Nasan, that it's I learn our pasuk of havara lachalak yatsa, and lachalak yatsa means keilu ksiv achol malacha umalacha. I learn that it's shemos muchlakin. Then I'm telling you, hasra is going to be our last nafkamina, because then v'tzarach ha'asos achelev mishum chelev v'adam mishum dam, and therefore also too v'kach achol malacha malacha. So our last nafkamina is that if you held like Rav Nasan, according to Tosus Rid's understanding of Rav Nasan, lechilik malachas means shemos muchlakim, and I'm telling you that means that on Shabbos, if you have to give hasra on tochein, on kotzer, you have to give hasra on kol av va'av. However, if you held that it's only lelav yatsas, right, then you can. There's no reason to purge, and your whole chilik malachas doesn't come from lo savaru eish mekotzer lechem, but comes from achas mehena. But there's nothing achas mehena doesn't tell you anything about that it's on kol, you know, kol malacha o malacha. Then you can learn. Yes, I learned chilik malachas, but the chilik malachas could be just goof and mechlakin. If it's and therefore the hasra is still only on the one lav of lo sasa kol malacha. So just to sum up, we have this week's parsha, the opening part has the Isser mentions that you can't kindle a fire on Shabbos. Why was it taken out? Why was it specified? The Gemara in Shabbos says either Havara Lechalek Yatzas or Lelav Yatzas. So we said the first Nafkamina would be Onshin. We mentioned according to Tosos, the second Nafkamina was that if you held Lav Yatzah, then there is only Malachas go to Yantif, but the other Yisurim don't go to Yantif, so therefore Havara would be Mutter on Yantif. That was the second one. Our third Nafkamina was what about the assay of Shabbason? And we said the assay of Shabbason is only attached to Malachos. It's not attached to these other types of Yisurim. And therefore, that was, you know, right, and that would be the third Nafkamina. And the fourth Nafkamina that we just mentioned is this whole idea of Gufin Mechlokim and Shemus Mechlokim, that according to the Tosus Rid, it was separated out. Lechalak Yatsa means it's a lav akol malacha muchlacha, meaning it's like shemos muchlakim, and therefore hasra has to be done b'shem ha'av. And however, if it's lelav yatsa, and that's how Tosus learning. We all know that Tosus says you have to give hasra b'shem ha'av. However, not the Yerushalmi doesn't agree with that. The Rambam doesn't agree with that. The Rambam says as long as you give hasra, that you tell them it's an Isra, you know, it's Shabbos, and you tell them the punishment could be skila, you know, could be serious, that might be enough. You don't have to necessarily do a kolav, and that might be based on Havar Lelav Yatzas.